In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It's time to tee off with Danny and Dusty.
I had 5 birdie chances, and I didn't sink a single one.
Wait, you had 5 birdie opportunities and shot 100, and you're claiming you had only one blow-up hole? Would you shoot a 50 on that hole?
It's PGA Championship Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Good afternoon!
Hey, welcome in, Danny and Dusty with you. Happy Wednesday. Playing injured today.
Got a bacchiotomy?
Nope. My kid has a Nintendo Switch.
Indeed. You dove in.
Mm-hmm. And he wanted to play 2K on the big TV last night. So I go to set that up, and we have, like, because flat screen TVs, the speakers suck.
Oh, you have to.
They need to fix that.
Yeah, no,
they need to fix that.
Well, there's nowhere just to put them.
Yeah, well, we have like these 2 tower speakers that are on the mantle.
Yeah.
The Nintendo Switch thing falls off the mantle. Speaker comes flying down, hits me in the back of the head.
Oh,
wobbled me. Like, legit, I have, like, a knot on the back of my head. Like, it wobbled me.
Oh, yeah.
I was sitting there, didn't see it coming, just right on the back of the old noggin.
No preparation or anything.
No. No. The family probably saw it coming. They were all looking, and they're just like, well, no.
That's going to happen.
Dad might be dead.
Well, it's one of those where you see it happen in slow motion, and you're just going, oh, no.
I mean, something would have been great.
Or you're
just something.
Possibly a sick person. You just lean back and watch it happen.
I think that's what all 3 of them did. I think that's what they did. They
hoping that life insurance policy is up to date.
Well, they heard those commercials on the fan. They're like, hey, the ones that were running during prime time randomly.
There's a, you know, make sure that there's no DNR on there, right? We're just going to move on.
Yeah, I found it odd that I said that they said it didn't work. And I was like, wait, what? But I got like it got me. I thought like I was concussed for a little bit.
Cause I mean, you could have been.
I went, whoosh. Had a little bit of a headache, but we're here today.
Getting smacked in the head, underrated how long it can last.
Yeah. It was like top back of the head. It's a weird spot to get hit. Like, I don't know if I've ever been hit there before. And it just got me, just bam, from a little bit of a distance at a five. I was not expecting it.
We aren't talking like tower speakers of old, though, that are made of like solid wood and the magnets in them weigh 13 pounds.
No.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, these ones are from China.
Oh, okay.
So they're like plastic.
Oh, okay.
But heavy plastic.
Yeah. I had the stereo in the room when I was a kid with the big tuner.
Mm-hmm.
With the six disc changer and then the heavy wire to two and a half foot tall. Each one had two tens or 212s in it.
What?
Solid wood case with those, like, you had a forceful two-hand lift to get them up.
Yeah, we all know those speakers.
Oh, yeah. And as I say, if it was one of those...
Nah,
yeah, you're out today.
No, that I probably would be dead.
You're out today.
They would have finished me off with that one. Like, that one would have been, that one would have really taken me out. But moral of the story, why can't we have a flat screen TV with good speakers?
You just don't have the space.
I don't think that that's true.
I mean, you can if you, like, build them in.
But then
like, it has to be a lot bigger.
But does it?
Yeah.
It doesn't, though, because the sound bars... No, it doesn't, because the sound bars don't take up a lot of space. They don't.
It's more... No, I'm saying it's more depth. Not necessarily width, but more depth.
I'm just saying, why can't you make a TV with the sound bar on it?
I mean, there are ones that are out there.
But they're not... Like, no, they're none dumb, of them are expensive. Good.
But
none of them are good.
I've got the, you know, add-on... sound bar that's like made for my TV kind of a deal. Like, it slides directly underneath it and it looks like it's a part of it. And then it has two Bluetooth subwoofers, one for each side. So it does its job, but like, especially if you're trying to get like bass in anything, you can't do it in a flat screen.
Well,
because you have to have the cabinet for it to get the bass.
See, but we have computers in our pockets now that are strong enough to land somebody on the moon, and we can't put a good speaker in a TV.
So I'm saying.
You need space. It's a space thing.
But again, it isn't, because the sound bars don't take up much space.
Well, no, I'm saying it's not just the sound bar, because if you just do the sound bar, you're just going to get the trebles and the highs, and you're not going to get the lows, and you have to have something additional anyways. I guess you can make it sound a little bit better, for sure.
I think you are taking this way too far. If you want to have like a great, huge sound system and you need that... All I'm saying is, don't give me the crap that you put in there right now.
The tinny stuff, yeah, no, I agree with you on that.
Like,
part.
But just like, give me a soundbar. If I want to get the subwoofer, I'll get a subwoofer.
But I mean, you have to.
No, you don't.
You know,
I really don't.
I like the helicopter to land in my house.
I got a pretty decent little inexpensive Bose soundbar that does the trick just fine. Got
See?
Decent enough bass in there.
No. Well, like, if you like, for me, the test for the soundbar. Or whatever sound you're running, Black Hawk Down.
Oh.
Black Hawk Down is like the because you get the quiet where you can hear the crisp audio. You have the explosions. You have like the deep into it gunfire. But also they have that scene where they're going out over Somalia with just the helicopter sound. And you get that whoop, 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 whoop. And it just, oh, God, I love that.
Hmm.
Like I said, I like the helicopter to land in my living room.
I don't like war movies loud.
Oh, are you serious? Oh.
No.
I've got the new movie Warfare. I haven't seen it yet. I bought it last night. Actually, it's available to buy on the digital marketplace. And that's tonight's deal. And I'm going to black out my entire living room and crank up the sound. And just, my wife is going to hate it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm happy
for you. She knows it's coming.
That's a good adventure for you today.
Yeah, we watched the, Tom Segura's got his new special out, Bad Thoughts. It's a bunch of episodes of just like intrusive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Love it. As we've talked about intrusive thoughts recently. It's unhinged as hell, but very funny.
Yeah, it's Tom Segura.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of who he is.
Yeah. No.
As a human.
Love. There was a jump laugh that came out of that. I can't say it on radio. It got a like 30-second cackle out of me that I couldn't control. I don't think I've laughed that hard like at an original comedy kind of thing since Chappelle's Show.
Mm. You have a very loud laugh, too.
Oh, I do.
You have a very, very loud laugh.
And I've had people
not the loudest that we've had even here.
No, like, I have my chuckles, but when I laugh, I laugh. Be like, oh, it's so forced. I'm like, no, dude, I'm just loud. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just have a loud laugh. Same with my sneeze. My sneeze is very loud.
It makes sense, though, that you need the loud speakers. Maybe it's a hearing thing.
Hearing's great. So before I came here, I worked at a manufacturing center, and they used to come in and do our baselines and all that kind of stuff. Because I'm so blind, my ears do great.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, no, like even, well, I shouldn't say great anymore. Tinnitus in the left ear, but, you know, that happens when you discharge a firearm.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of times.
So not great.
No, just
but great.
Hearing great, but the tinnitus pops up.
Yeah.
So the hearing spectrum, still fantastic.
All right.
They have like a little line that it goes, and mine was well above, like above average. And I was like, all right, cool. Something still works.
All right.
I got that going for me.
Yeah.
Check back in 3 years when the tinnitus doesn't stop.
Yeah. You're going to be a cranky old man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're going to be real cranky.
I've got a family friend who, quite literally, tinnitus does not stop. It's there all the time. And I'm like, oh, that's a particular kind of hell that I don't want anything to do with.
No.
That just seems like, how do you live?
I don't know. I don't know how, like, some of that stuff is, you just go every day.
It's just a
every
constant
day ringing in your ears. Like it's not sciatica. It's some else, but like there's people that have this like constant tingling in their feet.
Yeah, that like
would be awful.
The nerve stuff, man. Oh God.
Yeah.
I've had the very uncomfortable conversation with my wife of like, if I get X, Y, or Z, do not keep me alive. I don't want to.
Tingling in your feet is
well,
one?
No, that's not one of them.
Buddy, with your medical history,
yeah, it's probably gonna happen.
You're gonna be ending it pretty soon.
You got till about Friday.
Yeah, I would say. Well, the good news is at some point in time they'll probably just amputate below the knee, and it'll be the phantom limb syndrome that I have to deal with.
Danny's like, I want to be 6'8" with robotic legs, please.
Well, hell, if you just made my legs match my upper body, I'd be like 6'4". But no, like my wife was like, please don't tell me. I'm like, no. I want you to know this. And I'm going to put it like in writing in my will when I want the plug pulled. Like, I don't want to live that life. Like some people say they do. And I'm just like, nah, man.
Yeah.
That is not for me.
The house we grew up in, used to be backed up like to some wetlands. And my stepdad always used to say, hey, when it comes that time, just take me out to the wetlands. They moved. And we're like, well, where do I take you now? You know? He's like, oh, just still the wetlands. Just throw me out there. let me wander. So whoever's living in that house, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
He told me. You guys just some old man wandering around your wetlands back there.
Just waving.
Yeah. You don't want going to home. Just put him in the wetlands.
Just go full naked and afraid.
Yeah. Just who's this old guy? Don't worry about him.
You just unlock something for a squirrel moment here. Wife and I were watching a show, a commercial came on for Naked and Afraid. And you know what that show is, right?
Yeah.
Drop you off naked in the middle of the wilderness. They're doing one in Australia.
That doesn't sound
safe. I can't
safe.
Think of a worse place to be naked.
Well, they'd get the afraid part, right?
Oh, God. I mean, we talked about this yesterday. Everything wants to kill you. The bugs, the animals, the wildlife, the flora, everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, look, the Amazon rainforest is horrible. And I would like, if you did it anywhere in North America, I could actually be okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't enjoy it, but if you're telling me I could win $50,000 to survive a week, 10 days, 2 weeks with minimal stuff, I know I could do it. I'd be miserable, but I could do it.
Just got to keep that one snake away from all the other snakes.
Right? That's the priority. But... You put me in Australia or like the Amazon rainforest? Nah, man. I'd rather do like the sub-Saharan regions.
Yeah, I'll
like,
stay on my couch.
Put me in the middle of Africa over Australia or the Amazon.
I think they should throw a curveball one of those seasons and put him just on like a very public nude beach in Portugal or something.
just drop him like, in Europe.
Yeah, you're basically just a naked homeless person on this nude beach. And how are you going to survive? Just like see that, like, because there's not, they can't like live off the land.
No, there's nothing.
So
there.
They'd have to like scavenge and go and like steal food from beachgoers who are also naked, chasing them around.
It turns into Euro trip.
Like, really want to, you want to make this, kick it up a notch and raise the stakes. Put them in a very public place. We're putting them out in the wilderness where they have to live off the land. I say nay. Put them in our modern times on a nude beach where they're going to have to lie, cheat, and steal to get all that food that they're going to survive on.
That's harder for me. That's infinitely harder.
See?
You put me in the wilderness. Like, look, I mean, I did survival school. I literally did this in, you know, a couple feet of snow in the middle of winter up on the Canadian border.
Not naked, though.
I mean, I might as well.
Naked's a game changer.
So I don't know how I did it still to this day. I packed all my summer gear for survival school. I had my jungle boots, which for those that are unaware, they're your canvas as opposed to being a thicker leather that doesn't have a bunch of seams in it or that water can just pour into. So I had my jungle boots. I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Yeah, this is a very Danny story, though. How you get into these situations, and you're like, I don't know how this happened. It's like, well,
I'm usually prepared for stuff. Like that kind of thing, I'm usually, I don't know if I just grabbed the wrong A-bag and just...
I have no idea what that means.
Big green bag.
Okay.
But it had all of my summer BDU battle dress uniform, which is like, it's a much lighter weight. It had like on my Under Armour layers and stuff like that. None of them were long sleeve. And so it's like 10 degrees and I'm in like 4 feet of snow because they drop you off in the middle of the wilderness south of the Canadian border. And this was February. So I'm like, if you just go Spokane, direct north up towards the mountains
and
border.
Yeah, it's not great.
Brother, I was struggling.
Ooh, here's a good text. Naked and Afraid, Portland.
I mean, that's
just
every
drop
day.
Them. No. Each group starts.
At a different homeless camp?
Nope.
Ooh.
I'll get there.
Okay.
They start in the naked bike ride.
Oh.
And each group randomly has spike strips thrown out in different parts of Portland. You got to survive in a different part of Portland based on where the showrunners want you to be.
Ooh.
Huh?
And it all depends on where the camps are at. I don't know if you noticed around here lately.
I don't know,
what was once gone has once again returned.
But it all starts...
I saw yesterday they were cleaning them up again, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It starts with the naked bike ride, and they're like, oh, this is going to be so fun. What a different twist of this. Wrong! You're stranded.
Mm.
Yeah. All right.
It's more accepted here, certainly.
Yeah.
Like, if you did, like, Naked and Afraid and they dropped him off in Salina, Kansas, I think it would go significantly worse.
They, I don't know if they changed this law, but down in Ashland, they used to have, like, public nudity was widely accepted. And in the summer, there'd be, like, old people playing tennis butt naked.
You're kidding.
Yeah. At the school. So, like, right behind where our weight room was, like, come out of the weight room and be like, wait a minute.
You thought maybe I'll go get another set?
It was not, they weren't always the people that you...
It's not the people you want to see naked.
They were not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was like, okay.
I couldn't imagine just being out there just raw dog and pickleball.
Boy, you take one bad step. That could go really wrong for you. Yeah. Yeah. Your backhand or your forehand, watch out now. All right. Let's get this show on the road. Ben Golliver is going to join us today.
Mm-hmm.
Washington Post NBA writer. He was in the room for the lottery.
He was.
I'm going to ask him, was it rigged? But first question, Ben, was it rigged?
Mm.
Yes or no? He will join us at 12:30. We'll talk not just lottery, but I don't know. The Blazers are selling.
Yeah, Ben kind of knows a thing or two about the Portland Trail Blazers.
Yeah. And so we have a little bit of news on that, and that's where we'll start this bad boy off. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. This is Danny Dusty.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
We do not know who the next owner of the Portland Trailblazers will be, but we do know who it won't be.
Sweet Jesus, thank him for just getting this over with.
Phil Knight will not be the next owner of the Portland Trailblazers.
There you go, everybody. It's done. It's over with. Stop bringing his name up.
He spoke to Mike Vorkunov.
Yep. Of The Athletic.
And he said, 5 years ago, when I was a younger man, I had great interest in being part of the Portland Trailblazers franchise. However, at my current age, I can confirm that I no longer have interest.
Yeah, that younger man's doing a lot of heavy lifting for a then 82-year-old and then an 84-year-old 3 years ago when he talked about it, too.
Yeah. He's sharp. He still is sharp.
Oh, yeah, no, he's got his faculties.
Still looks really good. If I get to 87, I
and
hope
look
I
like
look
that. That. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've seen him moving around at Duck games. Like, he's still got some pep in his step.
You know what sucks about that?
Hmm.
He's a lifelong runner.
Yeah.
You know? And you're like, what is he doing? Damn.
Keith Richards.
Hmm? So there's that.
Hmm?
All right. I think that there is a bummer in that, because even 5 years ago, Phil Knight being the owner of the Portland Trailblazers, it would not have had the impact of Phil Knight, who was the visionary of Nike.
Yeah.
Because he was so hands-on with everything that he did in building Nike up that you wouldn't be able to get that from even, as he says, a younger man. 5 years ago, yeah. At 82, just the energy that it takes to do that, not possible. What I think I would have appreciated at any level 5 years ago or now is that Phil Knight would have bought that team with the intentions that it never leaves this damn city or this state ever, full stop. And that's what, that would be the peace of mind for Blazer fans, because look, the reality of it is, outside of Phil Knight, there's nobody else with $4 billion in this state that can do that.
Well, there are people with that money, but that's every penny that they have. When you talk about the CEO of Dutch Brothers or Tim Cook, who I don't think is actually at that level now. I think he's relatively close, but like...
That would be of the Columbia Sportswear.
Yeah. And then you've got Jensen Huang, who has, we talked about yesterday, has had no interest in sports. But yeah, that's what we talk about. When you talk about Oregon, even Northwest, when you go into Seattle, even then, it's when you're talking about this kind of money, it's an infinitesimally small list of humans on this planet who can be like, yeah, no, that's fine. $4 billion.
Yeah. Well, Phil is out. Phil is out.
Mm-hmm. So we can move past that.
Still bully Mark Cuban.
Oh. Yeah.
Just say, sell your stake in the Mavs.
Yeah.
Come up here. We promise we won't trade a star because we don't have one to trade.
Yeah, see?
We don't even have one to trade.
Yeah. Mold the clay.
Yeah. Like, we'll be okay, dude. Like, you don't have to worry about it. Like, we won't trade Luka. We don't have one.
And you could have, if you want to collect superstar white dudes, you can do that in Oregon, too.
Sure. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care what they look like.
I don't either, but apparently it's a
just
thing
give
like
me any
Dallas.
Superstar.
Dirk,
I just
Luka,
I did,
flag.
Yeah, I don't care. Nash. I have zero care. Just give me a superstar. That's all I want. That's all I want.
That franchise going from one to another to another
all
is
I want.
Super frustrating.
Yeah. Well, the NBA is not rigged.
No. Not at all.
To discuss that, we bring on Beaverton Zone.
Hey. You're outnumbered big time now.
But he not only did he go to Beaverton High School, but then he went on to Johns Hopkins.
Yeah.
He's Johnny Hopkins.
Yeah. Used to get high with Johnny Hopkins.
In high school. Ben Golliver will join us. He was in the room when the lottery numbers were drawn for the NBA draft lottery. And also, because he's from Beaverton, he's an alumni of BlazersEdge.com as well.
He is.
Now he's with the Washington Post, and he talks about the Blazers sale and all things NBA. Ben Golliver, after Rust, with SportsCenter.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
NBA doesn't stop. They got the playoffs going on right now. The NBA draft lottery happened on Monday, and the Portland Trailblazers are for sale. So we bring in Ben Golliver, Washington Post NBA writer, the author of Bubble Ball as well.
Indeed.
And a damn fine and proud Beaverton High alum. Ben, how's it going, man?
Going very well, guys. Reporting live here from Minneapolis, getting ready for Game 5 tonight. The playoffs are getting good, man. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. And I've got a question for you. I promised the listeners right out of the gate. You were in the room for the draft lottery. Is the draft lottery rigged, Ben?
Not that I can tell, but, you know, these weird results keep popping up. You know, I understand why everybody's thinking twice about it. I felt so bad for the Blazers fans. I mean, another year where it comes down to the final ping pong ball. One number off, they could have had Cooper Flagg. I think he would have had a chance to really emerge as a franchise player in Portland, and I think the market would have loved him. He's such a hard-playing guy, amazing defensive presence, but also a talented scorer. And instead, now he has to go walk in Luka Doncic's cowboy boots, right, down there in Dallas. So crazy turn of events. Not only did Dallas jump up, San Antonio jumped up. So that sparks all the rumors about maybe they're going to trade for Giannis. I mean, it was one thing after another. Philly kept their pick when it looked like they might lose their pick. It was the wildest of all the lottery drawings that I've witnessed. You know, I was hearing people just, you know, basically, you know, not shout profanities, but let profanities out as the ping pong balls were coming because they couldn't believe their eyes. They couldn't believe the results.
Now, when you sent the tweet that the Blazers were one ball off, in your mind, were you thinking actively, like, this is going to hurt so many souls in Portland right now?
Well, it's actually become like an annual gimmick. You know, I don't love to do it, but this has happened over and over, guys. I mean, it's not my fault. You know, don't shoot the messenger. That's the rule, right? We know it got really close with Wembanyama. Yeah. But, you know, the one thing I can say is misery loves company. It's not just you guys. The Wizards have also come very consistently close. The number one pick in all three of the last drafts. And so their fans are right there suffering with Blazers fans when it comes to that ping pong ball look.
Ben, obviously the news drops yesterday morning that the Allen Estate is putting the Trailblazers up officially for sale. What was your kind of first thought process, and where do you think this thing is headed, and where do you think this thing ultimately ends up?
Well, I just love the timing of it. You know, if they do win the lottery, maybe you're not selling, maybe you're holding out for a better offer, maybe you're waiting a little bit. So you want to make sure that you don't have that amazing asset, you know, to kind of, you know, maybe goose the purchase price a little bit. You know, I think with the Celtics, it's kind of the reverse, right? They sell before this Jason Tatum injury for $6.1 billion. I wonder what the price would be, honestly, right now, where they're looking at, you know, a second round exit, Tatum being out all of next season, and all of that. I wonder if that would have impacted the final price for the Celtics. These are kinds of questions you have to ask in a league where the superstar level players drive so much of the marketing and so much of the financial aspect of the game. Obviously, I think it's a day long coming. You know, I think I've been pretty critical of Jody Allen over the years. I think when you're the owner, you know, you have a real obligation to communicate with the media, communicate with the fan base, explain your vision, be a public face of that organization, rally the troops during tough years, sort of like we saw Mark Cuban do over the years with the Dallas Mavericks, always trying to cultivate that fan base. And it's just been MIA, you know, and radio silence from her. I just don't think you can be a successful organization in a league that's as competitive as the NBA without an owner at the top who is all in, completely invested, and, you know, willing to take the lumps when times are bad and willing to be out front when the times are good. So I think even though we don't really know at this point who the leading candidates would be to buy the Blazers, I saw the report that, you know, Phil Knight's no longer interested. I mean, you know, that's unfortunate. That feels like a real missed opportunity, for the franchise a few years ago. But to me, it's a positive, welcome development because the current regime was stuck in its ways, and its ways were not working.
Ben Golliver is our guest, Washington Post national NBA writer. Obviously, when a team goes for sale in a small market like Portland, and especially since we saw just up the road in Seattle what happened when they sold, there's the apprehension. Adam Silver's made it clear they don't want to be in the business of moving teams anymore. What is your sense of around the league and not to kind of maybe, I don't know, squash the fears of this team leaving?
Well, I think, first of all, we haven't seen a team move in quite a while. You know, yep. It's been almost 20 years since the Sonics moved. The Kings flirted with it, but they didn't move. There was some talk about the Pelicans. Maybe they would move, and they didn't move. And so it has been a while since we've, seen a relocation. And so I think that should comfort some people. I think at the same time, you never take a great fan base for granted. Obviously, Blazers fans have been through it all, and it's been a longstanding franchise in that market. And so that's a real asset. If you're an owner, you want to buy a team that has public support, that is, a major pillar of the city. That makes it attractive. You know, you don't want one of these organizations where, you know, you're like the fourth horse in a 14 town, right? Like, that is a much tougher business proposition. And I think the other thing that could benefit, Blazers fans or kind of calm their nerves is the idea of expansion. You know, there's some real talk that this summer things could heat up a little bit and maybe we're finally going to see a team in Vegas and a team in Seattle. That process kind of really beginning after so many years of being teased. When you go back and look at, some of the major checkpoints the NBA had talked about, they wanted to get a new collective bargaining agreement deal done, and they wanted a new media rights deal done. Well, they got both of those done. Then the Celtics sell for a record $6.1 billion. So that looks like a nice target, you know, if you're trying to come up with how much you're going to charge for an expansion team, right? So you add all those things up. The business is quite good for the NBA right now. It makes sense to expand. And if you have two new teams coming in, well, that's two obvious markets that wouldn't be in play for the Portland Trailblazers, right? And so I think from that standpoint, people should be relatively in a good place about it. But, you know, there are some holdups, right? I mean, there's been a lot of challenges with the television deal there locally. The arena is one of the, at this point, one of the older arenas, even though I know they've done a lot of modifications and upgrades to it over the years. So those are factors that people should consider, you know, in terms of exactly how much is this team going to, sell for, like what the price will be. But ultimately, like, you don't want to leave a great basketball market. And to me, I mean, I travel city to city, you know, all year long, especially during the playoffs. And Blazers fans bring it just as well as anybody does. And I don't think you want to take that for granted.
Well, Ben, on the basketball side of things, when you look at the events that have transpired in the last 72 hours, obviously the Blazers fall back to pick number 11, and then the next day the sales announced. In leading up into this, the Blazers ownership extended both general manager Joe Cronin and head coach Chauncey Billups. When you look at now the team being sold, what do you look at as far as how much wiggle room, leeway, things that they can do to improve the team. Because if you look at the team right now, there's only three guys that are under contract currently, not counting UFAs, RFAs, and options, club options, for the club in the 2026-27 season. And so that seems like they're trying to keep the books as clear as possible. But if you're talking about building this team out, you have to decide on Shaedon Sharpe and Scoot Henderson and Denny Avdija and Tumani Kamara. And you have so many decisions to make. What kind of impact do you think the potential sale actually puts on that?
Well, you don't know until you know who the buyer is, right? Because we've seen some buyers come in, like Matt Ishbia from the Phoenix Suns, who had no ties to Phoenix. You know, he's a Michigan guy. And he decides, let's trade the entire farm for Kevin Durant like 3 days onto the job, right? And so I think typically what the new owners do look for, though, is they want the flexibility factor. And, you know, they tend to want a little bit of a continuation or a continuity, I should say. And so I think that's why the extensions help. Like, whoever's buying the team knows who's going to be in charge. And often, I mean, Ishbia is like, you know, the exception to the rule. Typically, the new owners want to have like a year evaluation period where they get their feet wet, they understand how the NBA works. A lot of times they get really excited to come to every single game, go in the locker room, take pictures with the players. They do all that kind of new owner stuff, right? And then they really get serious about how they want to run the team. And so I think not having tons of long-term contracts, I think that is viewed as a benefit to potential, you know, prospective owners. The last thing you want is like some supermax contract for a guy who's injured that's going to, like, you know, clog up the books and make it hard for you to put your own stamp on the team. And then I think, you know, despite the fact that those guys have extensions, I think everybody knows when a new owner comes in, typically they want to get their own people, you know, who they trust to run the organization. And so it winds up that first season becomes a prove-it year. So let's just be very honest about this. I mean, the sale can take a long time. You know, the Celtics one dragged out for, all the way past the All-Star break, even though they announced it last summer that they were going to sell. And then there's going to be a transition period for the new owner. And then, you know, that person's really going to feel probably up to speed in their second year. And so I think if you're a Blazers fan, you have to, you know, be realistic and expect some choppiness here over the next couple of years. Now, if I was in Joe Cronin's position, what I want to do in the middle of that transition is really prioritize the young players, right? Not only do I want to make sure they get a lot of minutes, but I want to make sure I get those guys under longer term contracts, that the guys who I truly feel are part of the core, because you have to view this now as like a 2-3-4 year type window. You're not necessarily in that like 1 year, year-to-year mentality of like, how can we get into the playoffs? I don't think that's quite your goal here. I think you want to be great longer term for the next ownership group, right? So identify your best young players, make sure they're under some longer term contracts than you described. And that's how you go forward. And if that means you have to trade some of the higher priced veterans or you just move on from some of those guys, that's how I would handle things.
You mentioned Matt Ishbia, and being a new owner is really tough. It's a tough business to wrap your head around professional sports. There's only so many teams available to own in various sports. What, as you kind of look from your view being in a national writer now, for a new owner, what traits do you feel make a good new owner to a franchise?
Well, to me, the most important thing is love for the game, you know, and that's why I kind of have harped on Jody Allen. We have no idea, you know, what her relationship to basketball is. She's just inheriting this team from Paul Allen. It was so clear that Paul Allen genuinely loved basketball, right? Now, he made some silly decisions along the way. Everybody will, but I mean, he was making it popular, running up huge luxury tax bills way before all these current owners were doing it, right? He was a trailblazer in that front, no pun intended. So I think love for the game translates to financial support, not only when you're talking about your players, but you're looking at your medical staff, your coaching staff, just, you know, running a first-class operation that players want to be a part of and stick around, building a culture. It starts with the owner loving basketball and having that team be a high priority in their life. And so Matt Ishbia has made a lot of mistakes down there in Phoenix. But one thing you can't question is the fact that this guy loves basketball. And so sometimes maybe he loves it a little too much. You know, you almost have to kind of reel him in a little bit. So that's why another top characteristic would be self-awareness. You want owners who know what they know and also know what they don't know. And, you know, are willing to trust their executives to make the kinds of industry decisions that maybe they're not as familiar with. Right. You want to strike a good balance there. I think the Celtics ownership group has been a phenomenal example of this. You know, they were so invested in the Celtics that they realized even a franchise legend like Danny Ainge wasn't getting it done anymore, and they made a big swing to, you know, basically part with Danny Ainge, bring in Brad Stevens, and nobody's done a better job than Brad Stevens around the league over the last 5 years, except maybe Sam Presti, right? And they really trusted him to make those types of decisions, and of course they've spent the money to support him. So and it paid off with the championship last year, right? So I think that's a great model for what you're looking for in an owner. You want people involved in the idea of basketball being great and being a priority, but you don't want them to be meddlesome. That's sort of the right balance to strike. And hopefully Portland can find a group like that. But I'll say this, it's getting harder and harder to do this because so many of these teams are now selling for so much money that it can't just be one person who buys the team, right? Like Steve Ballmer's got $2 billion just sitting around, so he could buy the Clippers no problem. Most people don't have that, right? They have to bring in minority investors. They have to bring in partners. They have to take private equity money. And all of that stuff just, it adds more cooks to the kitchen and makes things more difficult. And I think that's something to consider in Portland too. It's not like there's a whole bunch of billionaires just sitting around in Portland waiting to, you know, spend all of their money on a basketball team. And so that could, you know, lead to a situation where there is like kind of a conglomeration that buys it, right? Or it could lead to a situation where it's just an out-of-town owner. And either one of those, it just presents different challenges if you're the Blazers, right? Yeah. Especially if you're a fan who was used to Paul Allen, who was at every single game, who was fully committed to the city, who built the arena in the 90s and all that kind of stuff. You know, it can just be different when you have outside ownership groups. One example of that's Milwaukee. You know, they had two guys from New York who were running the team. They were taking private jets back and forth to the game. It worked out okay. I mean, they won a championship in 2021, but one of those owners wound up selling his stake, and he's already out because, you know, he just figured, hey, this was a good investment. You know, I'm not really in this for the long haul. You know, the city of Milwaukee was not his priority. And so that's something you have to worry about, right? Like if the hedge fund guys come, the private equity guys come, you got to wonder, you know, is Portland their priority or are they just trying to flip an organization and make a quick buck?
Well, you just explained when you want a new owner, you're trying to find a unicorn. Now mm-hmm. we need to find a whole herd of unicorns uh-huh. because there's multiple investors. Seems easy. We're going to do it.
Part, but if you get the one person, you know, and they get to be in charge and then everybody else is just kind of supporting, that's kind of the best case you can hope for right now. That's what the Celtics are, by the way. They got this guy Chisholm who's going to be like the face of it, but he has a whole bunch of you know, financial support backing him. But the reason why they liked him as the face of it is because he grew up as a Celtics fan and he was from Massachusetts, right? So, that could be hard to find. You know, if you guys know any billionaires in Portland, I would call them immediately and tell them to start raising the money as quickly as possible.
Ben, good stuff as always, man. Really appreciate the time. Enjoy Minnesota.
Sounds good, guys. All right, take care.
All right, thanks, that is you. Ben Golliver, Washington Post, national NBA writer, and you know, he said something that it triggered a thought in my head on something that we have not known about the Portland Trailblazers before. Danny Dusty on the Fan. Ben Golliver's conversation about the Blazers that we just had of the Washington Post, it sparked something that we just didn't know before, but it might make more sense now.
Go on.
Teams are usually very pleased to tell you exactly how long contracts go. Do you remember when Joe Cronin and Chauncey Billups were both extended? We mm-hmm. just got multi-year extensions, and that was it. Because like part of that is that they like to let you know the security of the franchise mm-hmm. and how long things are going to go. Well, if you're this didn't come out of nowhere, the announcement yesterday. This has been months, yeah. years in the works to get to this point. And both Chauncey Billups and Joe Cronin have been extended within the last, month and a half? Mm-hmm. That's probably because they want to have it a little bit ambiguous for whoever takes over ownership of the team.
I will say for coaches, yes, you usually get the years. For front office executives, you almost never get the years. But here particularly.
Yeah.
In Portland.
That's just, they could have been gone in 6 months.
Whether it's Neil, whether it's Chad, an interim basis, yeah. Rich Cho, Kevin Pritchard, you just go to Trader Bob, you go down the list. You didn't, that, the Blazers have always held those contracts, what those guys make,
yeah.
both on the executive and the coach front, close to the vest.
Yeah.
And you usually have to do some prying to find out what those eventually are. But to your point, yeah, no, it is interesting that we didn't get the Chauncey Billups has been extended for X amount of years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I think the one that I remember was Olshay's last extension. Yep. We got exactly how long, and it was through the 23-24 season. Mm-hmm. And that we knew exactly from 2019 to 23-24. Other than that, you're right, though. We never heard anything about how long those guys were going to be
and
here.
And that
for.
Didn't come from the Blazers. That came through sourcing, which Warren LeGarry, who was Neil and God knows more than half of the NBA's agent for front office executives.
Yeah. We will. That's an interesting little pivot here because I bet they're in the language of the contract. It's like, hey, if and when the team is sold, your contract can be voided.
Yeah, I've never been privy to that stuff. I wonder what that language is in there. But I did the Jack Ramsey's live last night, and when I was kind of walking through it myself, like the question I really have now is how empowered are they to make major decisions?
Yeah,
because like I said, those books are basically they have less than $50 million committed. In 26, 27. That is nothing. Now they've got like $185 million in cap holds because everyone's either an RFA or a club option.
Well, there's that may be by design or by dumb luck of all of this. Because look, every ownership group wants to come in and put their own mark on a mm-hmm. team. And it just so happened that Portland was in the middle of a rebuild anyway.
Yeah.
Anyways, so it makes it a little bit easier to get that done. But the timing, it's less than suspicious there.
Well, I mean, look, the transactions that take place this summer, I'm going to keep a close eye on.
Yep.
Because of like, okay, when does this contract come up? Like, who does Shaden get extended? Does two get extended early? What options do they pick up? You know, what are they looking at? You know, what do they prioritize in any trades or free agent moves or anything along those lines? With that sale in the back of your head, you have to consider what that is.
Well, Boston is the exception to the rule of no big money is spent when you're in the process of a sale. And
when you've got a title window, you do.
If you are a Blazer fan that was hoping that a move would be made, and raise. Don't expect it anymore. Like a big transcendent move.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case. If it's a no doubter, which I don't foresee coming, but I think you would look at that in what Ben brought up, the whole idea of like if some deal came across where they could facilitate a star, I think they would because that does make things better.
I hope it would. They didn't get it in the draft though.
Nope.
The Cooper flag. All right, hour number one is in the books. Hour number two, we will have our worst day on the web coming up at 1:30 today. We had NBAing very hard yesterday.
Indeed.
But the NFL is starting to say, hey, you want to take a look at our schedule?
Mm.
Want to see what we got here? And we have a 30-year-old making a lot of money.
Oh.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store shares. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.